Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mint and Matara's summer special, episode 24. I am Matara.
I am Mint.
I am Mint.
I am Lucas.
It's kind of embarrassing to mimic you when, like, I'm staring at you.
When I see you. Yeah.
Do you feel?
It sounds like you're trying to be like a, what's the name?
You talk, she gets it.
Like a Yoda.
Talk dumb, she gets the thumb. Oh, I don't have any thumbnails anymore. Talk dumb, she gets the nail.
No! She's holding little Mint plushie hostage.
With my nail on her throat. I'm gonna hurt her.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna kiss her.
You don't know what's even worse.
That's even worse. Please, no.
You guys, we are together. It's actually our last day together in Japan.
Yeah. And our last day together forever.
Forever. Forever. The podcast is ending, and so are we. Wow, episode 24!
I'm excited. I can't believe it's come to a close.
Yeah.
But also, time flies, and we've done a lot.
We have done a lot.
We've done too much.
But this is not the reminiscing episode.
No.
Not yet. That will be the next episode, but we also have some other stuff.
Yes.
On the horizon.
Finally, the reason that we came to Japan so long ago.
Yeah.
And then had COVID and then came back to Japan is finally going to be up.
It's my dream come true.
I thought it was us getting married.
No.
That's what you told me.
When did I? Maybe in my sleep.
In your dreams. We actually, for real, had a Minecraft bed experience.
I know, our little square beds that were pressed right next to each other.
Were they already pressed right next to each other when you came in?
Yeah.
Wow.
And when I sent you that picture, I was like, this could have been us, because this was the type of hotel room that
it
I initially wanted to have. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go back and, sorry if you hear that, by the way, it's me closing my coffee can. Do you want to go back and just kind of reminisce on that story a slight little bit? For them to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know...
She's going to get angry.
Yeah, I feel my ectoplasms boiling. Basically, we came to Japan in July with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And purpose did not happen because we both got COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, we were... And also, I initially wanted a big apartment style hotel room, because it comes with a washer dryer. It's much bigger. They have bigger tables and stuff like that. And the hotel that I booked was the same name, but it was a premium hotel. It was not the apartment hotel. But now I'm staying in a apartment hotel.
Yeah.
And
it's damn premium.
It's nice,
wow.
Isn't it?
Wow. Wow.
This is what we were supposed to have.
Yep. And the best part is you actually have another bed here.
Yeah. We could have a whole party here.
Bed. Yeah.
Yeah. It has great. A kitchenette. It has a stove.
You have a big couch that you've been set up on, your PC and everything.
Yeah.
It's
this
awesome.
This is why I was just like, oh, we would have been able to stream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
if we had gotten COVID here,
I know.
Easy breezy lemon peasy squeezy. We have room for our luggages. I left both my luggages because I had to buy new luggage and repack. I broke one of my luggages. We left our luggages on the floor and you still had room to walk.
I know.
On the previous hotel, we closed our luggages and put them on the side and
we had no room. There's a washer dryer here. It's just...
Which unfortunately kept making sound throughout the night.
Matara wanted to do her laundry last night, and throughout the morning it was just beep, beep.
I thought it was somebody crushing cans. I thought I was having nightmares. It was a weird, weird sound. It was weird.
Yeah. But now, actually by the time this is released, we'll both be home.
Crying.
Why crying?
Missing one another?
I think I'll be celebrating.
Fair. Fair. I can be annoying.
We'll be home, and our little Japan adventure and podcast adventure will be nearly over.
I'm excited. I talked about it a little bit on my stream, but we don't want to get too into it this episode because we are going to have a final episode and we want to kind of, dot the I's, as they say.
Yeah.
I feel like we learned so much in general And I really want to encourage people to try more things. Even if something doesn't like end up necessarily being the way you wanted it to be, you learn so much and you realize like more about yourself, your limitations, what you like doing, what you don't. Like you talked about it before, how you realized, oh, maybe a podcast is not for you.
It's not for me.
Whereas for me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm a prime yapper. Yeah. I love podcasts.
Well, to clarify for people that are just like, well, why doesn't Mint like the podcast?
She hates the podcast.
I hate them. It's just mainly because I feel like it sucks a lot of energy from me. And so when then I have to stream later on in the day, I'm like, oh, my God, I've been talking for hours for the podcast. And then I go and stream and I'm like, wait, I already talked about all the stuff that I want to talk about on the podcast. So
that's for you, it's more so like an introversion thing that it takes a lot of your kind of creativity, your creative drive, your juices, making conversation as well. Like it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Whereas for me,
move your arm with
the microphone. Yeah.
Because it's getting real quiet.
Sorry. I get energized with the podcast. In fact, for me, like waking up to yap gives me energy.
Yeah.
Even this morning, I got up and I just started yapping at you.
I know.
Yesterday night, when I came to visit you, we were sitting down. You're like, okay, Vatar, go buy your suitcase.
I know.
Go buy your stuff. should pack, by the way. And I'm like, but I'm talking.
You were just talking. And I was like, by the way, are you going to like pack? I was like, oh no, I asked. I was like, are you packed? And you were like, no, I should be. And you were like, no.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been a lot of fun. And I'm really, really glad. I'm really glad we did this. And I'm kind of, it's bittersweet to think about the final episode, but at the same time, I do feel like we've done so much and we've learned a lot. And it's hard to like, one thing people,
okay,
I always underestimate how much work something is.
You as cockroach.
Me as cockroach woman always underestimate
how much
work everything is.
Yeah.
I think it's because I am an optimism.
It's kind of like how, tick. I don't know if you want me to shut down me saying this. I'm not going to go into super detail.
Oh.
But if it's like kind of like how those projects you were working on, and then you were just like, oh, I have to add another person to this project. Oh, I have to add another person to this project.
Yeah, we can, I think I can mention it a little bit. I'm working on a project for my 1 year. And initially I was like, okay, yeah, I have a few people. And now the team has gotten bigger and the team is getting bigger. And I'm like, wait. That's a lot of people.
Okay, I'm underestimating how much is going towards this.
Yeah, I'm underestimating how much work. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
Puberty.
I'm going through puberty. You're having some consequences. What will you learn?
But yeah, it's just hard because I feel also people all work differently. I work differently. Also, the hardest thing to gauge, I think, is when it comes to creative jobs, it's hard to estimate your enthusiasm is the wrong word, but I guess your creative energy. Like at other jobs, for example, if you have a little bit more of a task to do, you kind of don't have to think as much. You just kind of go ahead and do your task.
Yeah.
But then with creative jobs, it's like you always have to reprioritize, reorganize. You're the boss, but also you're the creative. And it's amazing. It's the most incredible thing in the world. But it's kind of hard sometimes. I think I've told you before. It's hard for me sometimes on a Sunday morning to imagine if I'm going to be excited to play a game on Friday.
Right.
This is something that I really like about Twitch, where on Twitch, they're like, I'm going to go live. We'll see what we're going to do.
Mm.
But it's hard for me to imagine, okay, Friday, am I going to want to draw?
Yeah. No.
It's hard.
That's one thing that I really do struggle a lot with, making a schedule throughout the week. Because when I'm making the schedule, at the moment, I'm just like, I'm not feeling this game.
Mm.
But I put it on my schedule sometimes. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm just like, okay, well, even if I'm not feeling it, like, sometimes I change it and sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to go in and I might be pleasantly surprised. Like
it feels like the gym sometimes where
it does.
You don't really want to go into the gym, but then you like put on your shoes and the moment you're there, you just go, what the hell? This is great.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things. There was something one thing I want to mention in the final episode was because it kind of like going back to the creative thing. Is, you know, we had topics obviously for certain episodes, mm-hmm. and then for some episodes, I like how you're just manhandling my plushie.
I love you.
We would have ideas for like dedicated topics for some, yeah. and it kind of dwindled as we got further on. I think it was because our schedules just had more events, our schedules didn't quite align. But in the final episode, I kind of want to go over some like podcast ideas that we had, yeah. but we weren't able to do because like either we couldn't meet or
Can I spoil one now?
Sure.
I'm going to spoil a title for an episode that was going to happen. Okay. It was going to be how we spend $2,000 at a maid cafe.
Oh.
Because I backed a maid cafe on Patreon for that amount of money. And they were supposed to open during the podcast. But as anything, it is not their fault. They got delayed with opening.
Yeah. We were going to fly out and go to it.
And it's such a good title.
You're like, I want to show how much money I spent.
No, but that is the kind of title where like people click on it and it's interesting and it's a maid cafe in the States, which like I really want to support that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was an idea. There's a lot of stuff that timeline kind of didn't align. And also I feel like we both ended up getting quite a lot of travel, a lot more travel than we expected.
Yes, a lot more
projects than we expected. Yeah. And we actually were talking today about how differently we want to travel next year and how different we want to do things because it's tough.
Yeah. And, you know, going back on that too, I think that's also why I felt like the podcast was hard for me because I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm not taking priority over one thing over the other, but I'm just like, okay, we're traveling.
It's hard to prioritize everything equally.
Exactly. Yeah. And so,
I think what would have made it easier. Oh, sorry.
Go. I remembered another point I wanted to say. Another thing is, I think this is a big struggle with we decided that this was going to be a podcast that it was only this long. So we were just like, okay, we have to boom.
Yeah,
boom.
But at
the same time, we're also trying to make our content and our channels go boom as well. So it's just like, had it been like if you and I had both been like, all right, we're going to take a step back from streaming and our channels for these couple of months.
But you
can't really do that, you know? So, we learned and we didn't realize. And
I think really importantly, we accomplished a big goal, which to me was taking our viewers for an adventure, having something to look forward to every week, which was really, really exciting. And I feel like a lot of our viewers also got out of their comfort zone to try new stuff as well, which was really, really fun.
I love the comments. That's just like, oh, this podcast would get me through the workday.
Like on Mondays. And the best is sometimes I'd have people come in and be like, hi, I actually just found the podcast and I'm rewatching all the episodes. And it makes me really happy to know. And it's just nice to do something because I know it's hard for people to watch every stream. And it's hard sometimes to feel like, she's playing this game for the fourth time this week. I'm not really interested.
But
with the podcast, it's just so easy for people to come in and listen to us yap for an hour and feel like, they know us. They get to know us. They know what we're about. Yeah. And I really like that.
I do too. Yeah. It was definitely a fun experience.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you think like, you know, on the outside and me coming in, especially when you were like, let's do a podcast. And I was like, okay, cool. And in the past, I'd been like, I want to do a podcast with Matara. So I was just like, you know, you would think from the outside, it's just like, oh, it's just talking for an hour. But, you know, I'm trying not to be like, there's actually like,
oh my God, guys, podcasts are so hard. That's why everyone's doing one.
Yeah. But no, like just, you know, I think because, I mean, just this week alone, and this is kind of also my fault for like I procrastinated, but I signed like 2,000 postcards in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Actually, less than like as soon as I got here, I was like signing.
So you're getting postcards again soon?
Yeah, yay! Everybody who's part of the I've been a part of the Patreon for the past couple of months.
Because
it's not just like
it's month 3 and 4.
Yes. Yeah. So. Sorry that we're delayed on those, but they are coming. And then the last two batches.
I think a big one, too, is like both of us also ended up because this is kind of like hard to explain, but because VTubing is still fairly new, I really still think that
No, you're right.
Both, and because we're both, you know, like I'm in Vishojo and you're independent, but we're both not affiliated in like big corporations, I guess. We've both been getting really exciting opportunities that feel like, you know, for example, you got to perform at Anime Expo. It feels like, well, not at Anime Expo, sorry. You looked at me like, what?
Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't.
But it's just these kind of, I don't want to say once in a lifetime opportunities, but they really do feel like opportunities that are so amazing and incredible that it's hard to say no. And it's hard, like you got flown into a maid cafe. Sorry, a maid cafe pop-up for an anime.
Right? I flew myself.
Oh, you flew yourself. Sorry. But you still
you
got
are like
offered.
Trying to, you're like,
sorry, I'm
you're like
just
making all
up.
These great things. You're like, you did this and that. I'm like, on my own dog. Yeah. And you're like, you performed at Anime Expo. No, I didn't. Maybe I really am just really lame. Thanks for making me realize how.
You are so lame, Mint. You are actually the lamest.
Thank you.
I'm going to touch your bed with my bug feet.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
It's just been also like really exciting with, because sometimes when you get that kind of opportunity, you think to yourself, I want to do this because I want to do something amazing and I want my fans to feel proud, right? Like when you did the 3D concert in New York, your fans, I saw on Twitter, me as your fan, I was so proud. Mm-hmm. I was watching, I was like, oh my God, go Stinky. It's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, like you said, and then you got to sing with Nike, like,
yeah, huge.
Like
and that was a fairly quick project turnaround.
Which is, and honestly, I think I know we're trying. Let's save all the reminiscing for the final episode.
Yes, for next episode.
But it kind of, you know, you saying all that, like,
I can't believe I have a song like with a video game.
I know. I know. And but like that's only been this past like 6 months.
Yeah.
How many months? April, May, June, July, August, September.
Yeah, this is the 6 month. This is, How much has our lives changed?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So it's kind of really crazy to think like, oh my gosh, yeah. So, you know, there's as long as the podcast has been going, all these amazing opportunities and things have also been going as well. So it's kind of really cool to be like, you know, maybe in like a year from now, if I'm like, oh, I'm going to listen back on the podcast. What were we doing a year ago? You know, like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I like this being a time capsule quite a bit.
Yeah. We could be like, oh my gosh, last week we went to so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know? Or we did so-and-so. And yeah, of this time in Japan, you kind of came. I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
You came much later.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to do so much. I really wanted to do the maid cafe thing.
We did one maid cafe, but next time we're here, I really want to do a maid cafe day as well.
Yeah.
We want to take a day and kind of go like 1 hour in each maid cafe.
Yeah, even though we're going to be like, oh my gosh, we're going to be exploded.
We're only taking like one food item every time because we're going to die.
It's going to be like edamame every time.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to, how do I say this? It's been less than a year for me in Vishojo, and already the last 6 months have given me so many extra good memories to think back on.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. For example, this year, you know, without going into detail, I brought up an event to you and I was like, oh man, this was a year ago. How much happier and better my life is now.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for next year because now it's going to be like, remember how happy we were last year and how good things are this year? Like, it's exciting to build on good memories.
Yeah.
For me personally, that's just, it's a me statement and everything. And I think also our fans can see how much work we've been doing. And from everything I see online and everything, like, they're excited to be a part of this journey with us.
Are you guys excited?
Are you excited? Are you
excited
to be here with us?
Are you guys excited?
And we still got to do a lot of stuff in Japan. You dragged me somewhere. I dragged, kicking and screaming. But I had so much fun.
I don't think it would have happened if I hadn't been like, hey, I want this stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go. And basically,
I'm very proud of you.
I dragged Matara to her first time at DisneySea.
Yippee! Oh my God, I have so much to talk about it. First of all, barely any kids.
Oh.
It's very much like an adult spot. There's a lot of... Yes. There was a lot of people on dates, a lot of girls in matching outfits.
I know. We also went with Ayami Sensei.
Ayami Sensei, aishiteru.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
Can I mention, you guys both bought like matching hats and you're both much smaller. So every time I'd look over, I would just see your little hats. It's so cute. They were adorable.
Yeah, it was so funny because I would like look over at you and every time I feel like you were wearing a different headband.
Yeah, yeah. You know what Ayami said? Ayami's like, you bought more headbands than you have claws. Because there's this thing in Disney, I'm gonna share some photos, but there's this thing in Disney where there's the headbands, but I need to say, if you, Disney Japan is different than Disney in the States.
Yes.
Right? Because it's like they license the IP. It's owned by different people. Everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like not Disney Corporation something. Yeah.
Their stuff merch is,
oh my God,
is insane.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's so cute because especially with Disney Sea, I mean, it is the adult, more adult park. Like everyone's says naked. That. Everyone's naked. Oh my gosh. Every time you would be like, I want to match. I want us to be wearing matching clothes. Ayami Sensei just being like, we can all match. Just strip. We can all be naked.
She's a little pervert.
Oh, she is so funny.
I spoke a little bit about our, like very briefly on stream yesterday, but I definitely want to get into a few details. So first of all, I'll share some of the headbands with you guys, but every time I just had a different headband. It depended on my mood.
Every time.
I also bought like, I guess in the States, we call them like Hawaiian dad outfits.
Yeah.
It's basically like an outfit with a print. I bought one with the genie on it.
Yeah, from Aladdin.
One of my favorite moments. So I'm much taller than both Mint and Ayami. And I had like, under my outfit, I had a little tank top. Oh. And Ayami was really sweet. She actually went to ask the people working there if I could just try the shirt on my tank top. Yeah. They said yes. And so I took off my shirt and I was wearing the tank top, but I'm tall enough where my breasts were in your and Ayami's face.
Yeah.
And they both at the same time went, oh.
We were like, wow.
Like the moment I kind of undressed and my you know, my chest was in their face, they both were like, wow.
Wow.
It was one of my top moments. Just they both had the same reaction.
Thanks, girls. Can you blame us?
People are going to think I have like these gigantic breasts.
I mean, they can see on stream.
But they're going to think they're even bigger with your reaction.
With your mama, they might be.
You guys have to realize it's just my breasts look even bigger to them because they're small.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I really wonder if, you know, because a lot of people listen in their car or maybe with their
headphones. I think you're underestimating your boob size.
Maybe, because I'm used to it.
I think your boob size are quite big. And then
She's blushing. She's blushing. She's remembering.
I'm having war flashbacks to the Aladdin store. But yeah, oh my gosh. We got there early. I felt bad because you did not sleep a lot the night before.
No, because Giri and I streamed until like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and then with Disney, if you know, I mean, okay, so actually, my past experiences have always been, okay, so this is for anybody wanting to go to the parks.
Yes.
This is my advice.
Yeah.
Get the Disney Resort app.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get there, you can get like, they have priority passes, ones that cost money per person, which kind of sucks. But lines at Disney in Japan are so much longer than Disney in the States. So if you're wanting to ride a good amount of stuff, if you're wanting to ride a very specific ride, usually the really popular ones will have like a paid pass that you can use for it. And so they have the paid ones and they have a free one. The paid one, as soon as you're done with the paid one, you can get another one. But from my experience, at the beginning of the day, and they're in time slots, so it's just like you buy a slot from like 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. and then you are able to go to the ride during that time and use the pass. And that also works for the free one. The free one is a snatched up immediately. I got us Indiana Jones and it was for 6 p.m. and we were in the park
and it was
at 9.
Free?
Yeah, it was free.
Wow.
Yeah. But the one for Journey to the Center of the Earth and Soaring I paid for.
Okay, which I'm going to talk about in a moment.
Oh, you
both? I have things to say. I have many thoughts, feelings, and opinions.
But what I'm trying to say is if you're trying to min-max your experience at the park, get early, because even the paid ones can sometimes get bought up so fast. And so you're then just like, oh my gosh, I want to ride this one ride. It'll be gone like by 11 a.m. even, mm-hmm. you know. But for us, that was not the case. We were able to buy two of them. So I was like, oh my gosh, I got to ride some stuff I had never ridden before, like what Soaring.
Soaring was my favorite experience.
Really?
Yeah.
I love rides that I'm physically moving in.
Mm.
So things on giant screens, I feel like, are kind of a waste of my time. But I still had, I'd like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved it. I loved it.
May I complain?
Oh, okay. She's complaining.
So you bought us the tickets. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You also were buying us the extra passes.
Yeah.
But I just, maybe this is me, like, growing up very poor, but
no,
I just think it's insane that we paid to get into the park, which again is expensive. Like they're expensive, you know, if you've been to Disney.
Oh yeah.
And then they're not just rides, they're baby rides, a lot of them. Even in the adult park, quote unquote, most of the rides are still fairly like young,
tame.
And we then have to pay $15 to $20 per person to get on rides to
you
just
don't have to.
No, but otherwise, yeah, you don't have to. Otherwise, just wait in line for 2 hours.
Exactly.
In the heat.
Exactly.
Which is crazy to me because when I was much younger, I grew up next, and I get it, I grew up next to an amusement park where you buy your ticket, which again, this is me. I know I'm doing a back in my day. Back in my day, the ticket was $30 Canadian and you went in and you got to ride rides. And there was a big amusement park, like a Six Flags, and you got to ride a million rides and you didn't pay for the. And even though you were lining up,
but even parks like that now have paid like priority passes. Yeah. I think that's like just a regular thing with parks now, which, you know, I
just thought it was really crazy expensive for that. And I'm very grateful for the experience. But frankly, I don't know how worth it that.
You didn't think Journey to the Center of the Earth was not so worth it?
I don't think it was worth the price of the ticket plus the extra everything, because it's such short rides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're so short.
Well, you also have to get through a bajillion people to otherwise the line would be like 5 hours.
Through the line to the ride was longer than the ride.
Maybe.
Like,
but that's just a lot of rides too.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just like.
And just so we're clear, I had a great experience. I am just aware of how expensive it is for that experience.
Oh, it's an absolute
and how
luxury. Yes. Oh,
I just feel like, wow, I don't know if this is worth, even if, you know, I feel very privileged and very blessed. I don't know if I want to do this all the time.
I think then
me with my five. Okay. The headbands though, they're like 1,500 yen. So it's like $12 for a headband, which that's what headbands cost back home. Except these ones have Mickey ears. It's different. One of my headbands, they're little Mickey Mouse ears, but they're in the shape of a sandwich.
Yeah, they're the sandwich hands.
So I'm just sorry, they're sandwich hands. I almost said earphones. Headband. Okay? It's different.
This is our difference then, because for me, I love amusement parks. No, I love amusement parks, but I love theme parks so much. Me being in the atmosphere is worth the money. Going on, like, that's why I think the Journey to the Center of the Earth is such an incredible ride, because the animatronics, the atmosphere inside.
The animatronics were amazing.
The atmosphere inside is just insane. Like, to me, I'm just like viewing this and I'm like, this is so, that's why I love the Indiana Jones ride, because it's so atmospheric.
Me, it's just the idea of like how much we paid for the extra rides. But if it's just without the rides, I could spend the day walking there. And
it's
like
beautiful.
Having the little food, it's beautiful.
It's
the
beautiful.
Atmosphere.
I know.
Also seeing everybody dressed up was really, the people watching was amazing.
They're so, like, you go to Disney and it's not like Disney in the States or
there's
a theme park
kids
in the
yelling.
States. Well, yelling, and people are like, you know, in super casual, like people get dressed up.
It was so hot and people were wearing really stylish like outfits. And
I think that's
hot.
Just Japan.
Oh, everyone in Japan is so stylish. Everyone is so stylish.
I know.
Oh, I just want to talk about Ayami a few times again because she's so funny.
I know, are you going to say any of our catchphrases?
Why I want to. So I started talking about it a little bit on stream, but basically Ayami's English is really, really good.
It is. I know.
But, like, I could communicate with her, and she definitely speaks 10 times the English that I do the Japanese. But still, there's kind of like little language barriers and differences that lead to really, really funny moments. And at one point, I think before I got there, you were talking about something in your youth. And Ayami said,
in my youth,
baby time.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love that phrase so much. And I started using it not so baby time, right? When you just say it randomly, it sounds like you're about to go make a baby or like,
oh, like, baby time. Hey, it's baby time.
It's baby time. But she really just meant it like in her youth.
Yeah, so, like when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you
she
were
was
a kid.
Like, oh, yeah, your baby time.
Your baby time. So now if you hear us talk about baby time, that's where it's from. But later on in the day, we were talking about when you're young and you're passionate and you're creative and you're not yet kind of weighed down by life, that you should be taking a lot of creative risks. She said this quote, and I think you weren't there. You were like went to buy us snacks or something. So then later I told you this quote because to me it sounds like something from Metal Gear.
She said,
make dangerous love. But she meant it in like, pursue creative ideas, risk creatively.
Make dangerous.
So the whole day, I just kept saying, make dangerous love, baby time.
We were like, oh my gosh, if we come back and we wear matching outfits, we're going to wear shirts that say, make dangerous love,
baby time.
Baby time.
It's just, obviously, these two phrases have nothing to do with each other. And even yesterday when I was talking about it on stream, I kept thinking, is it just one of those stories that's so funny to me?
Because you were there.
Because I was there and everyone else was like, haha, yeah, baby time. So funny. But it's just, you know,
I think
her
make
and I,
dangerous love objectively, it goes
so
hard.
So funny.
It goes hard. It's just like, oh my God.
And you have to also, because like it was when her and I were talking about something, you were away. The way she said it is because, again, we're talking about pursuing your passions creatively, taking risks, you know, when you're, and she's like, when you're young, that's when you have the energy, like fail, do, da, 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 make, date, like again, and that's saying, make dangerous love.
She's so funny.
She's
I love
so
Ayami
funny.
Sensei.
And like her humor, it was she's really funny. I really want to spend more time with her. I want to learn Japanese just so I can talk to her more.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
She's got so much personality, you know.
Yeah. And like sometimes I feel so in Japan people tend to be very polite and it's kind of hard to read people a little bit. But with Ayami, when, you know, it really felt like you're just hanging out with a friend. Because when we would make a joke and she would make a face, I'm like, I know exactly what you're thinking right now. And I like that.
She's always making faces. Mm-hmm, she's very goofy and silly and cute. So, yeah, everybody go check out Ayami Sensei. And she draws boobs really well. She does.
I do have to say at one point, I was showing her all my outfits and she's like, wow. Do you need another outfit? I was like, I'll let you know.
she wants to draw boobs.
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 Boobs. I met my illustrator mama.
Yes, you did?
Yeah, I organized, which I have to say, I'm very proud of you.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I organized kind of like, I guess a little, I wouldn't call it an industry mixer, but it was a lot of kind of, it was like a few VTuber riggers, a few VTuber parents.
Yeah.
Very, like there was like two VTuber friends. It wasn't a very big like, but there was, for example, the owner of like an idol agency. There was a lot of Vishoujo staff. It was basically just a lot of people that are in the industry that I wanted to meet. So
well,
it was
I mean,
a lot
we're
more
in the industry. That's going to be who we know.
Exactly.
You know? So it's kind of.
But it wasn't like a streamer party.
No,
that's
it
what I'm
wasn't.
To
yeah, it was not with the intention of being like a mixer. It was just like a get together.
It was a get together.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a lot of people that I really, because I am a connector. For me, if I love many, many people, I usually want them to meet and to help each other. I always feel like, oh, I always ask people like, what do you want out of this trip or out of this? And then I always think, who can I introduce them to? Who can I connect them with? Who can kind of help them achieve this goal or dream? And I'm very proud of you because I organized a karaoke with like 20 people and it starts at 10 p.m. And this is so not your vibe.
It's not my vibe.
At all. All these people
when
that you don't know.
When you sent me the link, I was like, why so late?
But you showed up, and you didn't just show up. Like, you showed up. You had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You stayed. I'm very impressed with how long you stayed, too.
You guys, I stayed until 1 p.m. I mean, a.m.
You degenerate.
I stayed until 1 a.m.
Which, I'm so proud. That's like, that's so not. So thank you so much. I feel like you kind of sucked it up for me. And I mean, obviously, I'm not expecting you to suck it up for me all
and
the
I
time.
And I knew only you. I knew you, Giddy, and like two other people. And I was like, oh, okay.
But I'm really grateful because it was very important to me. Mm. And I do hope that like you got to meet some nice people.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for introducing me to your friends. And
I do have a confession that I confessed on my stream and I want to confess it on the podcast.
Oh.
I didn't know this. What? But my illustrator is Ikemen.
No, stop.
I was too shy to. Thank God. I just came up to them randomly throughout the night and I was like, "Tanoshine," which means like, you're having fun, right? That's it. That's all I said. Even one of my friends was like, who is that guy?
Like, that's random news.
Yeah, I'm like, that's my illustrator. They're like, what? I don't know.
He gave me one of his books.
Me too.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Onigiri's really jealous because he's both our illustrator and he gave me omiyage, which is like a bunch of candy and gifts. Yeah, some of it is in the shape of Giri was so jealous because he didn't give her anything.
Oh, well, you invited him.
I did.
To the thing.
But actually, she had already met him in the past.
And Ayami came too and she brought donuts. That was very cute.
I don't think I had some of her donuts.
Me
darn
neither.
It. Ayami.
There was a lot of food.
I love you. But no, it was just...
What time did you end up going home? I'm curious.
I stayed till the end because I organized it. Okay. So 5 a.m.
Was there also...
We were like 12 people there till 5 a.m.
Okay.
That's a good amount. It was nice.
It wasn't... And for people context, I counted. Because I counted at one point, probably at like the quote-unquote height. Mm. Because the room said it was like max 25 people. Mm. And we were at 26.
No. It said max 25. Once you pass 25, it's... extra charge. So it wasn't max 25, like to.
Okay.
Because
okay,
the room fit, the room was big enough to fit
was.
Way more
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
But the way it was like, once you're past 25, it just charged you a little extra per.
Okay.
So it was like
okay.
Every person past 25, it was a certain amount. That's why they wanted us to scan when we come in.
The thing. Got it. I think
the scanning
came,
is also for COVID. So that that way, if anybody reports getting COVID, it then can scan to everybody and be like, by the way, somebody had COVID.
By the way, we're sickies.
Fun times. Baby time.
Can I show you?
Yes.
I got a thing at Disney. This whole time we've been like,
Disney's
so
for adults.
And I got this. Hold on.
Demonetized.
Oh, no.
Nah,
no, it's
I'm
fine.
Teasing you.
But it's a lantern. It's like, it's literally like a nightlight.
Kind of looks like the Golden Sun logo from here. Just the big sun.
What's the Golden Sun?
It's a game.
Oh,
it's kind of like a Final Fantasy game, but you have djinns and stuff.
No, that's it's from Rapunzel. It's from Tangled. And it's, if you couldn't tell from the song, and it literally like has a little projector and it projects the little lanterns.
It's very cute.
And it looks like the lantern and it's literally made for babies. And
but it's
cute. Mine.
It's your baby.
I'm
it's
dropping
cute.
It.
But yeah, I'm very proud of you, like I said, for showing up. And I really appreciate it. Again, I'm not expecting you to show up every time to this kind of event.
Yeah.
But the fact that you still made an effort because it's important
last
to me.
Huh? Well, last time you invited me.
Last time you didn't come.
No, I had a migraine.
No. Yeah. Super fair. And I know also like you do get migraines quite often.
I do.
And also you go to bed early.
I do.
So
I don't like ruining my sleep schedule as much as I
but
can help.
Last time we were, I think, only 12 or so people and you knew everybody there. So you would have had, it would have been like much more chill for you. This time, even for me, I'm the extrovert. And because this time everybody was much more introverted, I actually was a lot more on. And I had to kind of make sure that everybody...
I know. You were like going up to every group. You were like being a real hostess. You were just like, hi, guys. Blah, 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 blah. Next group. Hi, guys. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, wow, she's like hosting.
You, I'm going to say it because she talked about it on stream. You got to meet one of my favorite people in Japan. Sit Snap.
Oh, I did. I did. I said, hello, Sit Snap.
How great is she? So Project Melody said this before. That her and I have like the same mannerisms in a lot of times. Do
she
you
sang,
see it?
She sang Cutie Honey and it was
good. I
know,
that she always sings Cutie Honey.
I know. I was like, that
that's
was
her a, lips of an angel.
It was a highlight for me.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Do you, since you know me so well, do you notice us having very similar mannerisms?
I'll be honest, I did not talk to her.
Yeah, because you weren't
so
like
much.
Right by her. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, probably. I think when she was taught, when we introduced ourselves, like it was, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not that you're saying it, but.
Yeah. But no. I think it's more so also because you were a big group of people. Mm-hmm. She's probably a little bit more reserved.
Do you mind if I eat my egg?
Go ahead. Okay. Thank God I got you two eggs, huh? I just knew it.
Thank you.
I knew you'd want another egg.
Sorry, everybody hearing me crunch my egg.
Then you're going to be like.
Keep going with your story. Ignore the egg.
But no, I'm very, very happy. It was a lot of fun. Honestly, I think most people left around 3 to 4. And then we were like I said, like 10 to 12 people. We were still a pretty big group until 5 a.m. And then like, I didn't want to leave early because like if I had left, a lot of the people that stayed there were kind of connected through me. So I didn't want to just be the one to leave.
You're like, okay, guys,
bye.
Have fun by yourselves.
But I'm really, really grateful. And a lot of people told me that they had a lot of fun. And
it was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad. The only thing is, people were really shy to sing, which I'm not used to at a karaoke. I feel like every time I've been to a karaoke, because I feel like once you get to a certain amount of people, that's when people get shy.
Oh, yeah.
People get shy
when there's a full room.
Yeah.
And then people are talking and it's loud. And then if you have someone who's just like, I mean, you're the one who started singing first.
Of course.
And when you have that, the room went silent. As soon as the music started, it got so quiet. And so that's why people are going to be like, oh, everyone's going to hear
me. Yeah, I remember I asked, I was like, do you think everyone's going to hate me if I sing karaoke? But also, it's a karaoke party.
Yeah. I went to karaoke place.
I'm not going to say this friend's name just in case, but I have a friend that came and I was out with them earlier for dinner. And then my friend was like, I'm not going to sing. No. Oh, yeah. And then me and the friend sang one song to start. And then after that, they just kept singing. It like opened up the floodlines, the floodgates. It was nice. It was very, very sweet.
I had a friend. I didn't realize she would be there. And I'm not going to say her name either, but she, I've known her for quite some time. And so I was like, oh my gosh, she's here. And, we got to sing like idol songs together in front of this idol
manager. Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought I was going to choke
The thing is, I told you later that you you didn't know during, but when you and your friend were singing the idol songs,
yeah,
she was singing along with no microphone. So I gave her a microphone. She turned it off, but then she was singing into the microphone with you guys with it turned off. Yup. Listen, dreams can come true at any time, at any age.
Truly. And then,
even when you die.
And then, when she was leaving, she grabbed my hand. She was just like, when you come back, tell me, let me know. She was like shaking my hand. Like,
okay, the way that you made that movement.
Like, we were like interlocked. Like, we were waffling.
Which for like Japanese people is.
We were waffling.
Is that what it's called? Waffling?
Yeah, this is pancake. And this is waffle. Like when your fingers interlock,
that's
it's waffle,
baby girl.
And when you hold like flat hand, palm to palm, that's hand. Oh, that's a pancake.
Forgot what you did at Disney, but you did something, and I was like, oh my god, she's so cute.
Was it the video? Okay, I have many creeper shots because you would take photos. And
you're just
behind.
So cute.
And there was a group of, there was like the video, maybe mm-hmm. it's the video of you that you took of me waving to
you were so cute. She just goes up front and starts waving to the boats.
I like to say hi to the people on the boat.
With your little hat. Oh my god, the funniest thing you're actually so funny and embarrassing.
What did I do?
We get on this baby roller coaster.
Oh.
It starts moving. It's not even scary. And she yells like she's getting murdered on this baby roller coaster. That at one point, Ayami, because I kept trying to make you and Ayami sit together. And Ayami's like, no, I don't want to sit with her. Because you were just yelling bloody murder.
Because it gets me excited. And I'm also scared.
You guys need to understand, like, The roller coaster just starts moving.
It starts moving. And I can't stop.
Nothing is scary. Nothing scary has happened. And she's like, like, it's.
Why do I sound like a dinosaur?
Then I want to do the proper yell into the microphone.
Yeah.
No, it's funny every time.
I just can't help it. This happened before. I went to a theme park, and we were just going up the part of the roller coaster, and I'm just like, and, yeah, I can't help it though. First of all, I'm scared, and also it gets me into the don't you get excited hearing people scream?
Yeah,
like it gets you excited to be like, oh my gosh, it's starting.
I just try not to scream too much on roller coasters because I know how loud I can scream. But I don't mind.
But that one was so fun. I thought
you were really, really fun with it.
That ride is one of my favorites.
She did something so cute. She bought a blind box and you got a secret item.
So for Disney Sea, it's the anniversary of, I don't remember which
20,000
year.
20,000 Leagues. Oh, wait. I think it's 23rd year.
23rd year? Yeah. Oh, well, that's so cute because then it's the 23,000 Leagues Under
the Sea. I thought it was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
You're right. Never mind. Hold on. I have the box right here.
Oh, my God. Me and Disney Sea are the same age.
I don't know if it doesn't say what year, but it is an anniversary. And there was like a bunch of anniversary goods for this ride called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, which is, you know, based off of the book, right?
Jules Verne. Jules Verne's.
Who?
Arrivederci.
Spaghetti.
My God. We had to say arrivederci, which means goodbye on a gondola ride. And you just kept going,
arrivederci.
I hate you so much.
I can't say.
It's just ari.
Ari.
Ve.
Ve.
Der.
Der.
Chi.
Chi. Arrivederci.
You're so dumb.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. She kept doing this the whole time.
We were walking away from the gondolas, and I'm just like, arrivederci.
You're a fucking Looney Tune.
I was trying to figure out. My mouth cannot make the word.
Oh, and for the blind... So basically, she got the secret item from the blind box, but they were these like amphibian little cuties that I like.
Yeah.
So without hesitating, she just goes, you want it? You can have it.
Well, okay. I wanted the submarine boat thing. There was a submarine boat. There was like a keychain of Mickey and Donald. There was a squid.
I love Daffy.
She kept calling Donald Daffy. And then there was like a logo of something. I guess the logo of the 20,000 Leagues, whatever. Like, but then there was a secret one, and the secret one was one of the little merfolk.
I love
it. And we were like on the ride, and we were like, oh my gosh, those guys are so cute. And
then I
pulled him from the blind box. What is his name?
Mont.
Mont?
Like mint? Oh, with a no. Mont.
He is blue.
He is blue. I can call him Mant.
Mant. It's like he's a mant eater.
Munt?
One of these is going to be a bad word in some language.
Accidentally saying slurs. Gets the podcast canceled on the last episode. No, I'm really grateful. You were so sweet for that. And the best piece of merch that I bought, I'm going to try to like post a photo later.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had these little companions on their shoulders. So basically, think of like a little toy. It almost looks like they're, if you remember in Lion King, where like the
Mufasa.
Lion. Well, who's the dad guys?
Mufasa.
The Mufasa's the bad guy.
No, that's Scar.
Oh, Scar. Yeah, Mufasa's holding on.
Yeah.
So everybody would have these clips and they would put them on their shoulder. But I moved too much. So what
it
I did...
It looks like... Hold on.
Yeah.
You started that. It looks like Mufasa holding on.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like a little plushie with its arms spread out. And, like,
and they have little clips so you can attach them.
Yeah,
thank you. Sorry, my coffee's kicking in.
Anyway, but Lion King, this plushie.
But I got Daffy. Daffy Duck.
Oh, God.
And the way I put it, so initially I put it on my shoulder, but I didn't like how it sat there. So I didn't notice anybody else doing this in the park. I think I started a trend.
Yeah.
I am unique. I put Daffy on my collar shirt. So it looked like he was protecting my shirt from opening. So he was like holding on to my decency. And then every time we'd go on a roller coaster, he'd be just living his best life.
He'd be bouncing. Sorry, I'm still trying to open this egg.
Yeah, you just got close to the microphone.
I put the microphone down and I'm like leaning over. It feels bouncing. Very sensual, like very ASMR-esque.
He
like,
was
I'm like,
bouncing.
He was bouncing.
I'll show you guys, but it's such a good one.
It's very cute.
It's very cute. I think I started a new style trend. I think next time we go to Disney Sea, everybody will be wearing. I don't think so, because everyone is so polite in Japan and so, like, non...
They're going to be with shirts open wide and little Donalds holding their shirts closed.
Hmm. Yeah, basically, like, I kind of popped them up on the collar. I'm so happy. I really wanted... There was a few headbands that I wanted that I didn't see. Like, people had a headband of kind of, like, imagine little Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, but he's lying on your head. So it kind of looks like he's just lying on your head.
I think that's the Disney World... Because they have different headbands. Mm-hmm, like
I wanted that.
But
I wanted that very much.
There's one that I really want. I still have not been able to find it. The Haunted Mansion at Disney World.
Yeah.
They have the staff, the girl staff are in maid outfits. And it's a Haunted Mansion.
Oh my
God. And they have the headbands that they wear at... I need it.
How's your egg?
It's good.
I like how they're always a little salty.
I know.
It's good. You little freak.
Freak random.
Eggy freak. What are you looking at? The floor?
I dropped eggshells on the ground.
Like a... What are we...
51.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
June, if you hear this, cut it out. She's enjoying her egg. We're cutting parts where she's eating her egg seductively.
No, we can keep talking.
But yeah, I had a really, really good time, and I'm really glad you brought me to my Disney experience. Although, I will say this, it's kind of crazy. At home, I work out. I wear a 20-pound vest when I walk.
Yeah.
And after Disney, my whole body was hurting the next day.
Yeah.
And we only, I say only, but on your little time step thingy, it said 20K steps. We probably walked a little over that genuinely, but the way my body felt, it felt like I had never worked out a day in my life. And then I walked 20,000 steps.
Well, also you have to,
I think it's the heat too.
Oh, there's a couple of factors. The heat, you did not sleep a lot two nights in a row. Then also you went on bumpy roller coaster rides.
But they were like, baby rides.
It doesn't matter. You're still like through it, you know, so.
Maybe.
I think it was just a culmination of everything. Because you were just like, you were down for the count.
There was a few times where I said, please let's sit down. Especially because I talked about this before, but in Japan, everything is, maybe like really tall people can relate here with me. My flesh woman isn't super tall. She's like 5'9", but... The problem is everything in Japan is short. The sink, the cash, everything. So I'm kind of used to... The cash registers are short.
Oh, I thought you meant like the actual physical money.
No. So yeah, the cash is just so small. So I feel like I always have to bend down. And this is another thing where because everybody here tends to dress much more modestly, and I don't dress necessarily immodest, but because I have, you know, breasts, I usually...
You flaunt them, baby.
But I feel like I often kind of shrimp my back a little bit when I'm here. Mm. Oh my God, and you're having the jelly. She's just having breakfast.
It's my breakfast.
You're so cute.
What's wrong?
I feel myself always kind of shrimping my back a little bit. And because of that, at the end of the night, my back hurts. I think it's like a subconscious thing where I don't want to stand out as much.
Mm.
But I do stand out a lot. Because I'm so beautiful.
I could see you from across the room. Sometimes you're like, your bug hand would like come out.
Yeah.
Even with your flesh woman, I'd be like, whoa.
Whoa, 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 girl, put it back. put it back.
Yeah. So it was, you can see yourself from across the room. But I get it. I mean, I don't have that issue.
The hats really helped. Because the hats added a little bit of height to you girls. So it made it easier for me to see you.
Yeah, I can see that.
And also, like, the matching hats. It was easy because then I would just scan the room for the hats. I didn't have to, like, because, you know, when you're looking at people's hair, sometimes, like, if they,
So
just looking for your hats.
I love that
easy.
Hat. It's so cute.
I love your hats. I don't know if you want to describe which hat it is.
I'll probably only ever wear it at Disney. It's basically, like, a hat with, it's a it's based off the Lost Boys from Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
So they had one that was like a fox. They had one that was like a skunk. They had one that was a...
You had the little raccoon, right?
Yeah, I got the raccoon one. And it's so cute. And it has like the ears and everything. So it feels like I used to wear those kinds of hats like 15 years ago at conventions. So I felt like, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm at an anime convention wearing my little beanie with a cat ears on it. Like,
one thing, I met some of your friends this trip. I'm surprised. You know, the thing is, I always thought I would be like one of your more embarrassing out there outgoing friends. You have more embarrassing outgoing friends than me.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
I told you before, even too, before you met them, I was like, you were like, oh, I'm going to be more embarrassing than them. And I was like, no.
I know the exact quote I told you. I said, you were meeting some friends that were like in real life friends for a long time. And yeah. I said, you want me to meet them? Am I not going to embarrass you? And yeah. You said, they're more embarrassing than you.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I told Mint, I'm like, every time I'm in Japan, like anywhere they want to go, I will pay. I just want to meet them every time I'm in Japan, one time. Just one time.
One time.
One time is all. Sorry, by the way, if you're listening, but I think one time is my limit in a good way.
Well, you have just such normie friends. I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, meeting some of the like
more otaku folks.
Well, they're very otaku.
I know.
I mean, like, you know me. I'm like, I'm.
I think it's because you're so shy that, like, sometimes that energy doesn't fully come out everywhere.
Maybe, I guess so. I have cringe friends because I am cringe.
You are. You're so cringe and I love it. You're so cringe really and I love cringe, it so much.
And so I have cringe friends.
You're so cringe. You know, sometimes I'm worried that, like, because I live inside a woman who's been a streamer for a long time. I've talked about it before where I feel that when you work your job for a long time, you kind of like start adapt. Like your personality naturally changes based on your environment. Sure, I do believe that. And okay, crazy. So sometimes I feel like I get a little bit more extroverted in my environment because I'm used to doing it. But meeting people sometimes, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even your most embarrassing friend. I could be more embarrassing. That's what I'm saying. Mm. I'm done dimming my light around you. Okay. I'm going to be more embarrassed. No, I'm kidding. I think I'm embarrassing enough. It's fine.
No.
I also don't really like, you know, we say embarrassing. By the way, your friends were not embarrassing in the slightest.
Are very embarrassing. Even for me, I'm just like, it is every time I have to meet up with them, I'm like, all right, I'm meeting up with them. I must prepare myself mentally for whatever is going to happen. Just to give some context too, and I've actually told some stories about these friends on stream before. One being and just saying it by itself, saying the title makes it sound less interesting than how it truly was.
This was the most interesting story I have heard in like a long time.
It was how my friend lost their virginity. But it was, it's just...
It's better than it sounds, it's trust way- me. I know when you hear this, you're like, oh, it's better
than... I told Matar, I was just like, I told this story on stream before. And I left out a lot of interesting bits about it. But like the twist at the end is just so...
Every twist and turn, like the story, just every time they add a line, it gets better.
Yeah. I'm not going to recount the story here.
No.
Maybe I will in a future stream.
And before you ask, they love it. They're so happy that you're talking about the story.
I wouldn't say love it. I think they said, if you want to use our stories for content, feel free to do so. I think love is a strong word.
Oh my God.
So they're just, there was something else I was going to say. I can't remember. Shoot.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's my brain. But yeah, they're very goofy and have funny stories.
Funny. Wow. I feel when you're around people who are so open, extroverted, like wild is the wrong word, but I guess like they're very authentically themselves.
Oh yeah.
And you know, like jokes aside, even if like some people might look at that and be like, oh, that's cringe. It feels really freeing to be around other people who are so free.
Yeah.
Which is why, like I said, like I told them, like, next time I'm in Japan, even if you're not here, I would love to treat them. Anywhere they want to go, it's my treat. I just want to be in their energy for just a little bit. Just enough to like open me creatively, but like not so much that I'm like, whoa. Oh,
hold on.
Yes.
Sorry, I got a Discord and it made a noise.
Who's was Discording it? You?
I don't know, actually.
What do you mean you don't know?
It wasn't a notification. I think it was from like a server. Another context, I remember what I was going to say. I've hung out with them before and they know I stream, obviously, because they said you can use our stories on stream or whatever. And they would give me streaming ideas. And one time I hung out with them and it was just the whole time being like, okay, what if you were in like you were in like a tub, and the more like subs that they gave you, the tub would fill out or fill up until you eventually drown. And that was just bonkers. It would get even more bonkers than that. And it was just a whole like thing of that. Like, so if you hung out with them, please ask them for their streaming.
I told you, like, if you're cool with it, I will take some of their streaming ideas.
Okay, if you ever see Mataro drowning in a pool, Mataro drowned.
I mean, that's very much up my alley, because I mean, for the podcast, I sacrificed a ton of my audience. We boiled the momos in the soup.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean? You're just like, by collabing with you, nobody wanted to watch me anymore.
I boiled my momos in a soup.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
To
so I like that kind of stuff.
Okay. But you have to actually drown. Like, you have to... It's not like the OBS raises. No, you have to be in real, like, water.
Kinky little shit.
What are you talking about? How is that a kink? It's the content. Will she drown?
You just want me to die. You're just done with my
shit. You're resilient. You're a cockroach. Literally, cockroaches survive everything.
I feel I could maybe drown.
No, I don't think I'm going to Google it.
I think cockroaches can drown. I'm a space cockroach. It's different. Okay. Are you? You're out here being like, oh my god! You know what's so funny for content? You should die.
Die. Just die.
That would be so funny, Mataro.
Okay, they will drown, but many kinds have an impressive ability to hold their breath. The German cockroach, but your space cockroach.
Sprachen Sie Deutsch.
The German cockroach can survive 15 minutes under cold tap water, but dies quickly under warm water. So, are you only taking cold showers? Can you like? Button your shirt. She's like her shirt's like popping open while she's laying down.
Oh my god, yesterday I was going to the store and I just was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and she goes, can you please put something under it? I can see your nipples.
Yeah.
And I changed and I was like, my god, preventing me from living my life.
Well, the world prevented me from living mine because I'm dead. How does that make
sense? Yeah, because you want to drown in bathtubs.
I'm ready to die.
Idea, seriously.
I'm ready to drown.
I'm definitely like, I think what I'm going to do.
And hold
I'm
on.
Gonna, oh, yes. Yeah,
I did want to say they were not all about dying. On
no, no, no.
I want to say that for the
they
record.
They had other great ideas.
Yes. They
like
were
staying
not.
Alive.
But for people that were just like, oh, it was just like, you know,
oh, just die on stream.
No, no, no. No, no, no. There was a variety.
I'm going to call them my advisors. So then every time I'm in Japan, I'm going to take them to dinner and be like, this is a business expense, but here's some ideas. What's your take on? I'm literally going to give them, because I think that's the best way to quote unquote utilize them, as if I give them a list.
Utilize them, they're my friends. And you're like,
utilize them for their brain. I'm going to take them out to dinner and then I'm going to be like, okay, this is a business dinner, but we just need to do a little bit of business. And I'm going to take out like a sheet of paper with 40 stream ideas. And I'm going to run every idea by them. Be like, how would you transform this?
Oh, okay. How to transform
it. So basically, I really would start them on an idea and see what their take on it is.
Because they both have...
Because if I just leave them to be, it can get a little crazy.
They both have like such a way of thinking that honestly, just leaving them to their own devices, I feel, is not only dangerous...
But for my health and life.
But I think there was actually some stuff that they told me and I was like, oh, wait, this might be a good stream idea. And I would like tweak it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's why I want to lead with my idea.
Yeah.
And then see, basically have them like add the spice to it. Mm. And then I add more food to it so that the spice is a little bit more diluted.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, if they listen, good on. They were like, you could talk about us on the podcast. The whole episode, half an episode. I'm going to use you guys for your brain juices. I'm going to squeeze your brain juices out.
Ew.
Not like that. I said brain juices.
I know. No, that's still gross.
No, I want people's ideas. I like taking people's ideas.
Okay. You thief.
Thief. When I was younger, I couldn't pronounce thief. Let's say thief.
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 Thief. There's a few words like that. Like I would say random.
It's like treadmills.
Treadmill, yeah. Anything with an H.
Yeah.
I kind of struggle. Threadmill.
Threadmill.
I would say random for random.
Oh, is that just because you would read it? I was like, you know how like some people will read? Like, people will say a word wrong, but it's because they probably read it and wasn't sure how it was
pronounced.
Kind of,
but I'm not sure why I would read random instead of random.
Because English is stupid. Because sometimes A is pronounced like that. Mm. You know, sometimes like A. And sometimes
I used to also say shuffle instead of shuffle. The deck?
Yeah.
Shuffle.
Shuffle.
Yeah, I don't know why sometimes my accent shuffle.
Shuffle.
I really struggle with saying weighted vest. Weighted what? Say it.
Weighted vest?
No problem? Just like that?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Weighted vest.
You, wow. Weighted vest.
Yeah.
I noticed that the W and the V's are really weird on my mouth. Like you and arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Yeah. Weighted vest. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, see?
But it's hard, like, just from the get-go
try
to get
saying,
it.
Hold on, I'm going to type it. Oh. I can't say it. Hold on. Wait. Do you have your phone? I'll just text it to you.
Yeah, text it to me on Discord.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Discord. There you are. Okay. I can't say it.
Okay.
I think I've tried having you say this on the pod before, but... Oh, I just wrote wrist man.
Wrist. What? A wrist man? Irish wristwatch.
What?
Say it.
Wait. Wrist man. What is a wrist? Why did I write...
Irish wristwatch.
How did you say that?
I don't know. Weighted vest.
Irish wristwatch.
I think it's just
Irish rish.
I have this problem with singing in Japanese. It's just my mouth is not used to moving that way. But there's other ways that my mouth is used to moving, like Irish wristwatch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Can you say this it three times fast?
Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch, Irish wrist.
Oh,
wait, wait, it's my coffee. I have coffee mouth.
Oh, it's a coffee. Yeah. It's a coffee mouth, you guys. Oh my gosh, it peaked. Sorry, audio. Okay, here we go.
Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch. Almost. I feel like I started losing it
a little bit.
It's
okay. That's better than me. Irish wristwatch, Irish wristwatch, Irish, 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 Irish. Irish wristwatch. Mm.
In Japanese, there's definitely like some ways that the mouth moves that I really struggle
me
with.
Me too.
And I know this because the other day when we were like saying stuff, you guys were, because every time we were in Disney, I would ask you how to say certain things in Japanese.
Mm.
And sometimes, yeah, it's like, tanoshiine, like these kind of sounds are tough for me. That's why whenever I speak Japanese, my Russian accent really pops off.
Also, you don't have to say it like tanoshiine.
If I don't, then I sound, if I don't say tanoshiine, I say tanoshiine. So oh, I think if I mimic the like cutesiness, then I don't sound as like Eastern European in my pronunciation.
What if you just say it as you're talking right now? Tanoshine.
Tanoshine.
Yeah, tanoshine.
But that still sounds very much like tanoshine.
Maybe. Well, say it again. Tanoshine.
Tanoshine.
I kid.
You hear it a little bit like the brashness.
It's kind of, I hear it too when you are paying and you go, kardo onegai shimasu.
Okay, but like.
No, I'm not saying in a bad way.
How just, great is my Japanese?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. No. You know.
Is it kado?
Kado, yeah.
I'm like, kardo onegai
shimasu. I love it though.
Fukuro onegai shimasu.
When she, I love it. That's your strategy. When you go to check out, immediately instead of being like, yes, hello, or anything, you're just like, fukuro onegai shimasu.
I'll say ohayo, or I'll say like, konbanwa.
Yeah.
I'll start with that.
That sometimes you'll walk up and just be like, fukuro onegai shimasu, which basically means bag, please. Because, no, that's the strat though, because sometimes they'll ask you, but they'll mumble it.
Or they'll use different words,
or they'll be fast, and you're just like, huh? And they're just like, and then they get like, they point to the bag, like, picture, and they're like, bag, like, fukuro, fukuro, and they get, like, annoyed by it, but it's just like, no, you just mumbled, because you're a Japanese mumbly man, and so your strat, instead of them asking if you want the bag and not understanding, you just say, yeah, I want the bag, but immediately, it's so smart.
I've even learned, if I don't want the bag, I should say, no fukuro, arigato.
Yeah.
I'll start with that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, usually I start with either, ohayo. Konnichiwa. Or, the other day I said ohayo, you're like, it's konnichiwa time.
it was like 1 p.m. She's going up, ohayo. No, it's funny.
I'll usually lead with ohayo or konnichiwa or konbanwa.
Yeah.
And then either fukuro onegai shimasu or no fukuro, arigato. Yeah. And then after that, kardo onegai shimasu.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll say, usually if I have some kind of food, I'll be like, I think it's okashi, chopsticks.
Oh, ohashi.
Ohashi. Yeah. Oops, yeah. I say okashi. But I guess they get it. Oopsies. So I'll say like, no ohashi. Or like, I guess I would pronounce it okashi. But again,
that's okay.
They kind of get it.
They probably get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're used to it probably. Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't know a lot of Japanese, say what you want instead of them asking you. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have to get your stuff heated up? Do you say like...
No, I don't. I never buy stuff that needs heating up. You know how I would do it? Let me...
Yeah.
I would point, I'd say, actually, no, I had to get something heated up at the Starbucks.
Yeah.
I got, I was really, really hungry. And I got like a little thing.
It was like the only thing in the area.
It was the only thing in the area.
Yeah.
And basically I was like, oh. I pointed and I said... Atsui onegai shimasu.
It works though. It works.
Which atsui just means hot.
Yeah. But it also is not just hot. Well, yeah.
And again, like when I buy the sandwich and I point and I say, I think I even said like sandwichi atsui onegai shimasu.
Yeah.
Which is like sandwich hot, please.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't need to be fluent. You get what I'm trying to tell you.
No, exactly.
And I think that's the biggest thing about me speaking Japanese is like I'm not afraid to speak baby go.
Baby go. Oh, you learned that. Oh my gosh, there was one thing.
Suzushi.
Yeah, there was one thing that we told you about, and then immediately you used it at the next cash register, and Ayami Sensei was so impressed. She was just like, wow, she immediately started using that. Like you learn and you apply it.
Like babies do.
Yeah.
That's one thing. No, it's true. Like children, the reason they learn language so quick is because they're not afraid. And this is actually something I was talking about with my flesh mother. When we had immigrated to Canada and I was much younger, I didn't speak any language. But I remember one time we were waiting for the bus and she said that I just came up to people and I was asking like when the bus was coming. And I was kind of charading them to kind of understand when the bus was coming. I was using like the three words of French I knew and it worked. And my mom noticed that because she noticed that she was too embarrassed to do that. So I think in Japan, I just kind of started doing that as well. I just say like, oh, sanwichi atsui onegai shimasu.
This is the difference between an extrovert and an introvert. You have like no social anxiety.
Yeah.
And so you're able to just, like for me, I'm just like, oh my, I once made a mistake in Japanese back in high school, at, like when I went to high school in Japan, and It haunts me.
Really?
To this day.
Have you talked about it?
I think I mentioned it on the podcast once before, back when we talked about like Japan stories or whatever. Mm-hmm. But basically,
just remind me what the.
Yeah, basically, it was time for me to go home. It was my last day of class, and I was just like, oh my gosh! And they had me come up to the front of the class and like, you know, talk to everybody because I was, you know, going home.
Did you hit them with the "see you next time"?
No. Instead, I was saying, or rather, I thought I was saying, I don't want to go home. Kairi takunai. I was saying, oh, I don't want to go home. But I was actually just saying, I'm not going home.
Which is crazy. Like, you still remember that?
I still think about that. Like, over 10 years later, I still think about that. I'm like, oh, I'm not going home.
Okay, this is something where, like, so when I was staying with Onigiri, Yuzu was also staying there. And as Yuzu was leaving, she told me, she said, I have so much respect for you. Like, you are so extroverted. It feels like you just don't get social anxiety and you're not shy. And I kind of said this to her, and I have social anxiety.
Yeah.
It's just the way that I described it is like, it's just another thing. So for example, like right now I'm sitting here and my hands are a little sweaty. And I feel that my hands are a little sweaty. And instead of being like,
okay, TMI. No, you know, that's my TMI. Ew, they just came and cleaned and changed the sheets yesterday.
Sorry. I honestly was going to do it on like the bed, not the pillow.
You did it on my pillow. Anyway, yeah.
Your so right now, for hands, example, my
your sweaty, gross, clammy hands.
My hands are a little bit sweaty, right?
Yeah.
But it's just one thing. I could focus on my sweaty hands. I could be here and be like, by the way, my hands are really sweaty. By the way, my hands are really sweaty. By the way, while I'm sitting here talking with you, my hands are sweaty. That is kind of how I treat anxiety. Am I nervous when I'm about to go to the cash? Yes. Am I going to look like an idiot when I say, Sanbichi atsui onegai shimasu? And they go, ah, Nihongo Jozu. It's not Jozu. I used baby Nihongo to tell you sandwich hot thanks. Or like, one, right. You know? But it doesn't matter. Because in 5 minutes, something new is happening. And I think for me, it's because like, every moment that I'm in, I try to be extremely present. Mm-hmm. So 5 minutes later, I don't remember that moment because I'm doing another moment. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, my back hurts because everything in Japan is so short. I can't be thinking about, oh, I said that embarrassing thing at the cash register. But basically, this whole story to say, like, I think it's wrong to assume that extroverts don't feel the social anxiety. I do. It's just, I also, as an extrovert, feel so many other things at the same time. That it's all overstimulating. So at some point, because everything ADHD is so loud, then. It kind of gets drowned. Huh?
It's the ADHD then, maybe.
I think so. Like, it just kind of gets drowned out. But it is wrong to say that I don't get anxiety. I absolutely get anxiety a lot. It's just,
you don't let it affect, you don't let it like pile on top of you and then like.
And sometimes you see it because like you're a close friend of mine. You'll see it sometimes where like yesterday I came over and I just was kind of pacing around and I was like, I'm not in a bad mood. I just need to like vent a little bit, you know, like I kind of need to, when I overheat, I kind of need to like open a little box and like, deflate. But yeah, I definitely feel like I do definitely get social anxiety. I get social anxiety a lot. It's just,
well, the thing about like having social anxiety, like for me is that it, and I know this isn't the case, but I can't rationalize it any other way, is that it feels like everyone's staring. You know, and so that's why it always is just like, oh my gosh, I can't be embarrassed. I can't do
anything
because people will then just be like me. But like for me, like this is kind of, you brought up something like last night and I was just like, put yourself in that shoes. Like you were like, oh, people will think this way about me if I act this way. And I was like, would you think that way about someone else? And exactly. No. So that's how I kind of have to like always bring myself out of it. That I'm just like, if someone were to have done the same exact thing, 10, 15 minutes later, I would not be thinking about that person. Like, if I saw someone trip, I'd be like, uh-huh. You know, whatever.
Like, I think about it. The other night, like, I walked and there was somebody near our neighborhood that was, like, a little too drunk. So they were just sitting kind of, like, on the floor.
Yeah.
Which happens quite a bit in Japan.
Yeah.
I looked at it. Now, I don't remember their face. I don't remember what they did. I don't even remember what they were wearing. It was just like, oh, I remember there was a drunk person. So yeah. It doesn't really stick in your mind those ways.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that I definitely feel like sometimes people look at me and think, oh, you are not feeling the anxiety. And the difference is I'm absolutely feeling the anxiety. I just go through it anyway.
I think it's also a confidence thing.
Definitely.
Because you go through with it with such confidence that one, it like people admire it because you're doing things when you do things with such confidence.
Yeah.
Like it feels intentional. Yeah, so it's like you know, that's as for me, if I were to like, if I didn't know any Japanese and I went up and I was like, atsui, sandwichi, onegaishimasu.
Oh yeah, I just say it.
Yeah, but you're like, atsui, sandwichi, onegaishimasu. And it's like, it has a different...
Why'd you give me the accent?
No!
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, spaghetti. Mamma mia.
Yeah, I think another thing with confidence that it's kind of an upward spiral where because I do things confidently and I typically like 95% of the time get responded to positively for my confidence, it then feeds my confidence more.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then even if there's one negative comment or one negative something from somebody outside, like at a konbini, I also had 95 other positive experiences where they were like, oh, Nihongo Jozu. And they're like smiling at me. They're like, oh, sugoi. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So you just have, you have big head.
So I got to have a big head. I have big everything else.
Yeah.
Any last words we have to say and prayers about our big heads?
This trip was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Ready to go home.
I feel like we saved a little bit of our COVID adventures this time.
Yeah. We were able to party and karaoke. We were able to go to Disney.
The Maid Cafe.
The Maid Cafe. That was so cute and so fun. And yeah. So.
Had a good time.
We had a revengeance.
A Metal Gear revengeance.
What was it? Oh, we were. You showed me like something that Bricky said, and he said Rules of Nature, and I was like, Rules of Nature, and you were like, what's that? And I was like, it's a Metal Gear reference. Gosh, but yeah. So I was
getting her opinion on our what is it called, the Viscera cleanup detail collab. So I was like, look at this. I was really funny, and then we go to the clip, and it's me dribbling the dead body.
it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
We should play that.
Yeah. Okay.
With Henya, you think she could? I think Henya would be even more crazy than us.
I don't think we would clean. I don't think
you know it's bad when I become the straight man in the collab.
I don't think we would clean at all.
I think it'll be really fun. I'll organize it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave that to you. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad we could save our Japan summer adventure. Hopefully you guys liked hearing our stories. Yeah. And whatever we missed talking about here, I'm sure you'll hear on stream whatever we remember to talk about.
I also want to ask everybody else, because I think like it's kind of an interesting question about the anxiety and like social stuff like that. Because I'm not saying anxiety is the same for everybody, but I do feel like sometimes it's kind of like a muscle. But like the more you train it, the easier it becomes. It's like when you go out running in the morning, at some points you don't think about it. You just do the thing. And I really feel like I've kind of tricked myself into that. And now because I have all this like other positive stimuli from when, oh my God, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh.
In Russian, we say if you sneeze, it means you're telling the truth.
Oh.
Oh.
It's not coming.
It's not coming.
She's lying. She's a liar.
Look at the light. But is it kind of the same with you? How do you get yourself to do like the social thing? Or are you kind of more like Mint where you're always like, you won't really do it unless you have to? Because for me, I just go with it.
It does take a lot for me to do the thing. Mm-hmm. But also, sometimes it just depends on the day. Like, sometimes I'll really have, like, you know, like, you saw me at Disney. I'm, like, walking around and dancing and stuff. Yeah, like, that's embarrassing behavior. But
you were embarrassed. No, I'm kidding. But then again, like, you do it so naturally, right?
I think it's just when I'm in my element or if I'm feeling good or whatever. But if I'm by myself, like, even, I think it's gotten worse as I've gotten older, too. Like, I am embarrassed. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't go to this maid cafe by myself. So I'm just kind of like embarrassed. And I'm like, I don't want the attention. I don't want the people talking. And even if it's maids, I'm just
even though when we went to the maid cafe, there was a lady who came by herself. And we thought she was so cool and so awesome. And I remember being like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Because she still seemed very shy.
Yeah, exactly.
But she still came.
Yeah.
So that could be you.
I gotta. There's a lot still for me to overcome.
You're doing amazing. And I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
I love you. And thank you to all of you listening and watching.
Guys. Thank you.
We're going to have the Patreon patron names on the screen shortly.
Yes. Patrons. It's you now.
What would be the word of the day?
The word of the day. Make dangerous love.
Make dangerous love. Or baby time. Again, make dangerous love, baby time. I think it's a great quote. And even if... I give everybody full permission to use it in casual conversation.
I don't know when you would.
Just in general, you're like, oh, I think I'm going to order the, I don't know, the double cheeseburger. And your friend goes, make dangerous love, baby time.
Why do you add the baby time after?
Because it's funny. Because they were not said in the same sentence. But I like adding them together. Because baby time is such a like, baby time.
Baby time.
Like, oh, it's time for me to take the plane. Yeah, baby time.
It just doesn't make any sense. Now you're twisting it so much.
Baby time.
But yeah, so next week, the last episode.
I'm excited. I'm like, that's I think it. I'm going to cry reminiscing through it, but like it's a happy cry. I'm a crier. I'm a happy crier.
You're a crier. Me too.
I cry when I'm happy. Yeah. I think I cry when I'm happy more than when I'm sad. When I'm sad, if I'm crying, it's a good sign.
Oh.
If I'm angry, it's a bad sign.
Oh.
I don't think you've seen me like fully angry.
I don't
Maybe.
Think so.
No, but like you've definitely seen me upset.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's scary, I think, because I'm just so energetic and extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm crying or sad is good.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry. Dang it.
That's not true. You've seen me cry a million times.
In person?
Oh, on Discord. You're right. Yeah. Well, She's heard me when I say cry on Discord. I'm talking. I'm like, for like an hour.
I've heard that.
And she's like, "Can we please watch anime now? Are you done? I have to go to bed. Can we watch anime?" No, she wouldn't say it like that.
I would. Yeah, I did. You can make me the villain. It's okay.
No,
like shut the hell up. Stop crying. Anyway, thanks, guys. For listening, next week is the last episode.
Oh my God.
And
baby time.
Should we say that there's one?
There's an extra one coming. It's a special episode.
We have a special extra episode.
Very special.
After the final episode. It's like an OVA.
No.
I wouldn't even say it's like less podcasty.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The quality.
It's kind of an interview.
The quality is a little different. So it's definitely more visual. For anybody listening, so please watch it.
We will have a beautiful woman on screen.
A beautiful woman!
A beautiful woman!
Oh my gosh. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. And
have a great summer!
Hags.
Bye! Baby time.
Baby time.
Make dangerous love. Baby
That's
time.
That's not what time it is right now. It's packing it's, time.
It's about to be baby time, girl. Come here.
Okay, I'm ending. I'm pressing stop. And we're gone.